Avos Perak Aleph Mishnah Yud Shmai Vav Talion Kiblu Mehen Shmai Omer Ehoves Hamalacha Usnas Harabanos Valtesfade LaRashos. Shmai made the following three statements. One should be in love, literally, with work. One should enjoy. One should be involved deeply in work. Despise positions of power. Snoas Harabanos. And finally, al tisvadera la rashos, don't become too close and familiar with government. Rashi explains each of these statements as follows. Ehovas hamalacha is because a person who's not working, a person either who's lazy, a person who's not involved in maintaining the world and being involved in yagia kapecha and ashrecha de tovlach, is a person who's not benefiting society, not benefiting the world, and not giving back to the world which he or she is part of. Snoas harabanos, a person should despise positions of power. Rashi explains, because positions of power, mikaveres es ba'aleha, it will bury a person. Quoting the Gemara in Brachos and Dafnon Heyam and Aleph, Rashi says, Mipnei ma Yosef meis kodem echav, why did Yosef, who was the youngest of all his siblings, die first? He had a position of power, and from here you see that Rabbanus is mikaberes is ba'aleh, positions of power put a person in a very difficult predicament. Finally, al tisvad el rashos, a person shouldn't get too involved in the government and too familiar with government, says Rashi, shemikarvin ola adam el letzorech atzman. Those in governmental positions ultimately find themselves in complicated positions, because those who are involved in like situations will find themselves being eaten up by those who no longer need them. When you are needed, the government officials will likely take to you, but when they don't need you, they'll bid farewell to you. If you take a careful and more closer look at the Mishnah, I would argue that, again, as we've been discussing throughout the first parak of Mishnayos Avos, that these three statements of Shmaya parallel Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim that we learned about earlier in the second Mishnah in Parak Aleph from Shimon HaTzadik. Ehoves HaMalacha, loving work, is a reference to Torah. And the basis for that is the Mishnah, the second Parak of Avos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Beis, Ram Gamliel said, Yafe Talmud Torim Derech Eretz. Torah with work is going to steer a person away from sin. And Torah which is not dovetailed with melacha, sofa betela vigoreres avon. Torah and melacha need to go together. A person needs to be learning, a person needs to be working, a person needs to be involved in teaching, but simply Torah alone, or Milacha alone, is not going to be a success for most. As the Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, in Maseches Brachos, he was a person who was uniquely fitted, of course, to study Torah and Torah alone. And of course, Shevet Levi, as the Rambam says, and those who are qualified and capable being in the camp should do so. But for the majority of us, it's Torah and Malacha that go together, and therefore Shmaya's statement of Ehoves HaMalacha is compared to Torah of Shimon HaTzadik in the second Mishnah of Maseches Avos. Usnas HaRabanos, a person should despise positions of prominence. That also is compared to Avoda, because when you're in a position of Rabanos, you're in a position of power, you're looking down upon people and you can forget the Borei Olam, and your Avoda is going to suffer. The whole purpose of this world is to be an Oved Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to have other people serve you. And the more a position finds himself in a position of power, he kaviyachol becomes godly, and he takes on a position where he or she feels like they are God, and when you feel like God, you're not going to serve God, and therefore Shmaya says, Snoas HaRabanos, a person should despise positions of prominence, of power, because it's the antithesis, it's the antonym of Avoda. And finally, the statement of Shmaya al tisvade larashos, a person shouldn't connect himself, affiliate with himself, or get too close, too familiar to government. That, I would argue, is keneged gemilus chasadim. Because in the world of government, as Rashi understands, they only bring you close for their need. And therefore, when you're only working for people who want you for their sake, you're unable to help others. It's the antithesis, of course, again, of Gemilus Chasadim. Gemilus Chasadim is I'm here to help others. I'm looking out for other people. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, like you famously said, that person and people were only created in this world Lehetiv Luzulaso, to help others. That's the reason why we were placed in this world, to look out, to care, to be devoted, to lend a helping hand, to give to others. If we were meant just to stay in the womb, then we would have stayed in the womb. We could have studied Torah and be next to the Shechina, next to Makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chaim U'L'shalom. But we were placed in this world, says Achi Hagon, and says Reb Chaim Volozhin, L'heitiv L'zulaso, to help another person. And therefore, Shmaya's statement, Ehov es HaMalacha is keneged Torah, Usna es HaRabanus is keneged Avoda, Val Tesvade L'Roshus is keneged Milos Chasadim, as we see the trilogy and the fine balance and equilibrium between Torah, Avoda, and Gemilus Chasadim, really the very strong theme throughout the first chapter, Perek Aleph of Mishnayos Avos, working and understanding, appreciating, not being too focused in one of the three in the triangle, but rather allowing ourselves to be balanced in the positive and in the negative. So while Shimon HaTzadik stresses the positive, Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasadim, Shmaya tells us the inverse. Ehov es HaMalacha, Sno es HaRabanus, Val Tisvade L'Rashus. Our goal is to be Torah students, to learn, to teach, and to absorb, and to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while helping others, and therefore you should love Milacha, stay away from positions of prominence, and of course not to get too close to government. I have to be careful saying that in Washington, D.C., but yes, indeed, we have to make sure that we are following the Torah and staying close to the Borei Olam and always making sure to help others. Have a terrific, terrific day.